Shalom Aleichem, faithful friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur. We've been discussing B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama. The Gemara says, and Daf Chafov Amid Aleph, that a person should be chayav b'kofer mikal b'chomer, and from shore. And if a person kills a person, he should also be chayav b'kofer. And then the Gemara says, oh, we have a pasuk that he's not chayav b'kofer. What's the Havamina? Ah, I asked the Rishonim, Kim Levi Rav Mine. It's Chayv Misak, and if you pass me Chayv Kofer. So the Chashba is Metareitz, Yesh Mishapirish, Yehei Chayv Misa B'Tashlum and Kishor, Yesh Mishapirish, Yehei Mishalei B'Kavon. Some explain that he's going to be Chayv Misa and Tashlum, like the Shor. The Shor is Chayv Misa and Tashlum, and he's also Chayv Misa and Tashlum. And won't say Kim Lev D'Rabimini. And some say it's talking about where he killed Shalei B'Kavon, and therefore he's not killed. Well, if he's a bias who will leave it to Rabbi Yechon and don't repair Shoshanagach, the Dal of Ahay, Mem Gilman Faith, Shoshanagach Shalom, one of Shalom is a Kaifer. And according to this, the Shalom is going to be, Dafka according to Rabbi Yechon, who says that a short gourd, unintentionally, has to pay Kofer. Only if a short gourd is unintentionally, does he have to pay Kofer. Even if a short gourd is unintentionally, he still has to pay Kofer. And therefore, we're talking also about a person who kills unintentionally, and would have to pay kofer. The lo grab them repudge lo kol shalom b'kavana. The rabbi says he's pater if it isn't done b'kavana. V'hadin shaharak beidus miyuchedes v'inami beidim v'loy hasua. Therefore, what would be the case here where he, according to rabbi, said he's pater shalom b'kavana, so we can't be talking about where a person killed for that kavana, then he wouldn't be chayv in kofer. So I'm at a case where he killed Be'edis Miyuchedis, meaning the two Eidim aren't Mitztarif, because they don't see each other, or with Eidim without Hasra. And also he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. So we're talking about a case where he's not Chayiv Misa. Hamis B'lo Kavana, Harag Be'edis Miyuchedis, Eidim B'lo Hasra. So from the Rashi we see a Chiddush Atzum. First, let's explain what he writes, that if it's talking about Shalom B'Kavana, the sugya is only Kedas Rabbi Yechonin. And what he's referring to is that in the Gemara we say that without the Pasuk, we would think he'd be Mechayiv Kofer, because we make Kavachom of Mishor, Shepatim Medal Dvarim Mechayiv Kofer. Mishor is Patim Medal Dvarim Mechayiv Kofer. A person is Chayiv Medal Dvarim, Tzar B'Shevis and B'Shevis, she's certainly Mechayiv Kofer. Now, if we're Machriach, that the Kavana of the Gemara is that a person is going to be Mishalim Kofer, it's talking about where he killed unintentionally, like the Rashba wanted to say. Because if he killed intentionally, there's going to be Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh, and then we have to say that even a Shor, Shalei B'Chavana, is also going to have to pay Kofer. Because otherwise, how can we learn a Kal B'Chomer from Shor? Shor, Sharik, Shalei B'Chavana is also going to be Pater from Kofer. And therefore he writes that the Sig is according to Rabbi Yechanan, that a Shor who kills Shalei B'Chavana, the Bailim are going to be Chayiv Kofer. Because according to Rabba, since the Shor is in Chayiv Misa, when he killed Shalei B'Chavana, the Bailim don't pay Kofer. Because according to Rabba, it goes together. Only if the Shor is Chayiv Misa, the Bailim pay Kofer. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Bailim Kofer, even if the Shor is in Chayiv Misa. So, if you say that it's talking about where the Havamina of the Gemara, that a person's going to pay Kofer, it's talking to Afka B'das Rabbi Yechanan, that we learn a Kal B'Chomer from Shor. Shor that Harak Shalei B'Kavana Ba'alim is Chayiv in Kofer. So when a person kills Shalei B'Kavana, he's also going to be Chayiv in Kofer. So we're learning to Afka B'das Rabbi Yechanan according to Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, the Shor is Pater if he killed Shalei B'Kavana. And we're learning a Kal B'Chomer from Shor, so it must be according to Rabbi Yechanan. Because Shor Harak Shalei B'Kavana Ba'alim Chayiv B'Kofer. So when a person kills Shalei B'Chavana, he'd be Chayiv in Kofer. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Now, according to this, that the Rashba writes, V'hadin Shaharak Beidus Miyuchedis, what does he mean? So Bechorech, what he means is that we can establish the Pasuk even according to Rabba. Who holds that when the Shor is Kshena Shor B'Misa, when the Shor isn't killed, the Balaam don't have to pay Kofer. So what would be the case like that? What would be the case? We would say that the shor doesn't get misa, and the bialim still have to pay koifer. And the answer is that there's eidus miuchedes. In other words, there are two eidim. Don't see each other. There's eidus miuchedes. Alaychat shehargas chaveru. Person killed his friend. There's no chiyuv misa because eidus miuchedes. Eidus miuchedes doesn't help with the nefashis. Eidus miuchedes lama hanim dinin nefashis. In such a case, Havamina, I would think, Shishalim Koifer. I would think that he would have to pay Koifer. Kamash Malan, Olav. No, he doesn't have to pay Koifer. So from this Rashba, you learn a huge Chiddush. And that is, that in such an instance, by a shore, who killed Be'edis Miuchedes, he's going to be Chayiv Koifer Gamadas Rabba. What did Rabba say? Rabba says that if the shor kills unintentionally, there's no Chayiv Koifer. Because Rabba says, there's only going to be a Chayiv Koifer if there's a Chayiv Misa on the shor. No Chayiv Misa on the shor, no Chayiv Koifer. But from the fact that the Rashba writes, that according to Rabba, if he kills Be'edis Miuchedes, the Havamina would be that the person who kills another person Be'edis Miuchedes, that he'd be chayiv koifer, and that's why he's chayiv koifer, because no cumulative rabbinic, he's not chayiv misa. That would mean, we're learning from shor, that'd mean that if a shor kills beidus miuchedes, the owner would be chayiv koifer even according to Rabbah. Never you would have to say that you're killing the shor. Otherwise, right, Rabbah says that killing the shor goes together with koifer. There's a chiv koifer, you also kill the shore. Kill the shore, it's koifer. They go together. So if he says there's a chiv koifer, you're killing the shore. So if he says that the case of the person that you have a havamina that he'd be chayiv koifer, he's talking about where he killed beidus miuchedes, and we're learning kal v'chomer from shore, that means that if the shore killed beidus miuchedes, what would the din be? The din would be that not only would the shore be chayiv koifer, the shore would also be chayiv with skila. The owner would be chayiv koifer, and the shore would be chayiv skila, because the only way the owner can be chayiv koifer is if the shore is chayiv skila. That means that even according to Rabba, the shor harag beidus miuchedes, he be chayiv koifer. And that means that if we're talking even according to Rabba, that he's chayiv koifer, harag beidus miuchedes, like the Rashba says, that means that the shor is going to be chayiv skil if he killed beidus miuchedes. And that's a chiddush nifla. There was an eidus miuchedes, shashor harag, we don't say kemitzis abayilim, kach mitzis ashor. Wow. And just like by, we don't kill the bailim, b'idike eidus miuchedes. So what then that we don't kill the shore? We don't say that. Eidus miuchedes, you don't kill the bailim, but you do kill the shore. Wow. So, be'ezus Hashem, we can say a svar nefla, to explain the Rashba, again, this is B'Shem Moir of Rabbi Shlita, to explain the Rashba, this great Chiddush of the Rashba, that Be'edus Miuchedes, the shore is going to be Chayiv, Skila. Behekdem Gimel Hakdamas. Behekdem Gimel Hakdamas. Number one, Eidus Miuchedes, we have two cases of Eidus Miuchedes. Number one, that every Eid is made al Maisa Acher. Umitoich Eidus Shnehem, Yotzei Eidus. Each Eid is testifying about a different Maisa. And from the Eidus of both of them, the Eidus comes out. In other words, Ruvain testifies that he borrowed money on Sunday. Shimon testifies that he borrowed on Monday. Both of them say he borrowed $100. So, okay, you have to pay $100. Eidus miuchedes. That's one type of Eidus miuchedes. Another type of Eidus miuchedes is they're made on one maisa. They just don't see each other. Mark is 6b. So one Eidus miuchedes is they're being made on a different Nisa. One's made that he borrowed on Sunday, one's made he borrowed on Monday, Sanhedrin 30a. In other cases, they're made on one Nisa, they just don't see each other. Marcus 6b. Nafkamina. And in the first case, like El Eid Echad, Ve'al Kol Maise, Ela Danan Mitzar Finan Umoitzin Misoich Divrehem, Eidus Al Chiyuv. In the first instance, there's only one Eid on one, on the Maise, on each Maise, but we're Mitzarif them, and we take from both of them what they say, Eidus on the Chiyuv. But in the second case, there's a good Eidus on one Maise, just like Zeres HaKosov, that you don't kill unless the two Edom see each other. They see Mechal on Echad. And not that they see from different vantage points and they can't see each other. So that is Akdama number one. Akdama number two is the Rama on Sanhedrin Pei Aleph on Beis explains that we say there. Somebody who killed Beidus Miuchedes, Koin Sen Oysa Lekipa, that you say, someone who kills Be'edus miyuchedes. You put him in a kippah. What's a kippah? Like we explained, it's you put him in a cell in a tzinok. You lock him up. So. The Rama writes, "Amar Rav Beidus Miuchedes, Echad Roim Osim Mechalon Zev, Echad Mechalon Zev, Meishem Roim Zev Zev." So this day, Amal Emuni, Rachmanu Duchasu Lehdu Leiklei Behai Sadusa. So really, you should kill the guy when they see the guy Beidus Miuchedes killing somebody else. They see from different windows, but you don't because the Torah Rachmanis. So therefore, Kontanos of the Kippa. So we see from the Rama that bit Kontanos of the Kippa, that they put him in they lock him up in the cell and they make him his stomach burst. First, they barely feed him anything, then they give him sarim and his stomach burst, like we discussed in the previous shiurim. So that's dafka beidus miuchedes, in such a way that they see them. They both saw the maisa. They just so there's no chisaron in eidus on the maisa because they both saw it. They just didn't see each other. Torah's rachmanas. So Bezin doesn't directly kill him. Nevertheless, they just put him in the kippah. So it's muach lahedya that if there's eid echad on maisa echad ve'eid acher on maisa acher. Only if they're made on the same exact maisa. That is Akdama number two. And now we get to Akdama number three, and that is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Flamid Vov Omud Beis Zokt the Heilige Gemara. Omar Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Abohu says, Asorat Dvorim, there are 10 differences, Yesh bin Dine Mamets of Dine Nefashis. Vekulan Einoigim Beshora Nisko. In all of these differences, Beshora Nisko, it's not Kedine Nefashis. Chutz Me Esrim Vishloisha Dayanim. Shora Nisko, in other words, we have in our Mishnah, 10 Hevdelim, between Dine Mamets and Dine Nefashis. None of them are noig b'shor nisko. Shor nisko is not kedini nefashis, except for 23 dayan. Shor nisko nidon ve'esim b'shloisha kinefashis, v'loy b'shloisha k'mamanis. Says the Gemara Menani Mili, Amar Rav Acha bar Papa Amar Damar Koro loisata mishpat evyoin chaberivoy. Don't paskin l'choiva al pidayin echad b'dinei nefashis, like we see in the Mishnah, and we darshin mishpat evyoin chayi atam mate. You can paskin this. Menon Emili is asking, how do you know that Shor Nisko l'chol adinim is kedine mamanis? And the answer is because the pasuk says that the mishpat of an evyoin you shouldn't paskin al pidayin echad B'dinei nefashos, like we see in the Mishnah. But an evyon. But you can be mate the mishpat of a shor hanisko. to be done al pi eidechod. Rashi writes, "Umehacha gomir lekulu mailos de lo nihigi." From here you learn that all of the milas of Dine Nefashis are annoyed by Shor Nisko except for 23. What is Rashi saying? First of all, to clarify before, he said Losate Mishpat of Yerin Chavarivoi, that you shouldn't be paskin the chayva al pidayin echad b'dinei nefashos dafka mishpat of yoin chayat amate aval atamate mishpat shel shor nisko lechayva al pidayin echad dinei magnus, which means with a roiv of one dayin. When it comes to a person dinei nefashos, he can't paskin lechayva al pidayin shel dayin echad. When it comes to a shor nisko, then you can paskin al pi roiv shel dayin echad. It's not like nefashos. So it emerges then that there are two contradictory psukim that are nogea to the din of a shor nisko. We have one pasuk, word of the Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph, that says misas shor yesh ladin asir kemisas habaylim. So shor has a din like baylim, kemisa baylim kach misas shor. So we equate the misa of the shor to the misa of the baylim. Another pasuk that we have over here that teaches us shalagabe din hatoya luchoiva, there's a difference between them. So Rav Acha bar Papa explains b'das l'biabo that the pasuk that's brought here b'inyan hatoya luchoiva teaches us that the din of the shore is different than din nefashis of an adam, also in other things that are noeg b'din nefashis. The pasuk that equates between them only teaches us they need a basin of 23 dayanim like a person, and the svar to be mechalik is like this, as Rashi explains. The other chilukim are in order to increase the chances of being mezakeh the nidayim. The hitzilu ha'idas ha'ratzech, want to save him. But we only want to save a person. We don't care about saving a shor. Adarabba, let's be soikele mubiarta rami kirbecha. And therefore we can say that the hekesh between shor and adam only teaches us ikar hadin v'tchilosai, that you need a beis din of 23 dayanim ke'adam. But everything that involves trying to save, everything that involves trying to save the person doesn't apply to the shore. Why would I want to save the shore? Who cares about the shore? He's an evil shore. Let's get him out of our midst. As Rashi says, here we learn all the miles. They're not knowing by shore niskal, except 23. And it's Mistabah the Hekesh is coming for this. This is the Iker Din. 23. But the rest of them are coming to tell us Hatzalah. All the other Dinim, we have a difference between Mises HaBailim and Mises HaShor for Hatzalah. Umalan ulachas al shor amud mutav l'kayim bo biyart al ra. Why would we want to be chas in the shor amud? Let's be mekayim b'vayart al ra mikirbecha. We have, for example, that the b'dinei nefashos, we start b'schus. We're not machriya the din l'choyv al pi choyv shel echad. We're not machziya the p'sak din mischus l'choyv. So this is all to save the person. But ain't lana winyan lahatzilas hashor. So therefore, the only time we're going to equate mitzvah habayilim and mitzvah hashor is when it comes to the 23. So based on this, we can explain the Rashba. The Rashba holds that we kill the shor be'edus miyuchedes, and it's talking about a case where they both saw one ma'isa, and there's no chisaron of edus on the guf ha'ma'isa. And there we don't say kamisus abayilum kach misus ashor. Because since the fact that a person you don't kill be'edus miyuchedes is because rachmana chos alei, because the Torah had mercy on him, like the Rama says. If so, just like the 10 differences between Asara, between Mammas and Nefashas, and not knowing Bishor and Niskal, because they're all designed to save man, and we're interested in saving man, not an axe. So to Eidus Miuchedes, that there's Eidus on the Guf HaMaisa, that's only because Rachmana Chas Ala Adam. That even though the two guys saw the same Maisa, but the Torah has mercy on him. We say we're not going to kill him in such a case, but we don't apply that to a shore. By shore, the in lachut salav katlinan lay. A shore that we've no reason to have rachmanis on him, so we kill the shore. The hadvorim him kaftor v'ferach b'siyat d'shmaya mamish gevaldik. Again, the Rashba was mechadish that if a shore kills a person be'edus miyuchedes, your main is the shore. That's what it comes out. According to Rabbah. Because if you would have to hit the koifer, you'd also be maimis the shore. Why are you maimis the shore? There's eidus miyuchedes, kamisa ba'al kach misa shore. The answer is because by a shore, by an adam, really the person should die. But rachman achasaleh, God has mercy on him, so we don't kill him with his eidus miyuchedes. But by shore, we have no such union. Adarab, we say, ve'adarab mikibecha. And therefore, the eidus miyuchedes, you do kill the shore. So that's the havamin of the Gemara. What was the havamin of the Gemara? That a person who kills another person is going to have to pay kofir. Where he killed Beidus Miuchedes, he's not killed. You're going to have to pay the kofir. So there's no killing the havamin. And sure, in such an instance, would be killed. Because if the shore has to pay the koifer and learn a kavachomer from shore, then if you learn a kavachomer from shore, then of course shore has to pay koifer. But the shore is such an instance, you would also have to say the shore is killed. Because according to Rabbah, the shore can only pay koifer if he's killed, and we're talking now the Shita Sarabah. So how would the shore be killed? Like we said, because we don't say Rachman Achas, only on a person Rachman Achas when it comes to Eidus Miuchedes, but not a shore. That's Mamish Kavaldik. And with this, we can also answer the Baal HaTrumis. The Baal HaTrumis writes, Shar Lamed Ches, Chelikim Lo Yisdalid, that Be'edus Miuchedes, we don't kill the shore. Apparently it's not like the Rashba. We can say Pashit, that when he says we don't kill the shore, Be'edus Miuchedes, he's talking about where each eight saw a different Maisa. There you don't kill the shore. There's not to weigh them on one Maisa. That's called Eid Echad. So you don't kill the shore. Shen came the Rashba's tomb where they both saw the same mitzvah, so you would kill the shore. Okay, so that is the this was our fourth offering. And there is still more to talk about, sweet friends. And Mirtz Hashem, I hope that we get to it. And this was already Givaldic, and I thank you so much for listening. And hopefully we'll be zecha to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.